Now, what I'm going to talk about is dissemination and implementation, or the how, of the partner services recommendations. And what I'm going to do first is I'm going to go over a little bit about the dissemination process, and then the input that we've received so far in the implementation process, and a little bit about the framework that we're using to organize the implementation planning process, and what our next steps are going to be. So the first thing that will happen is that the guidelines or the recommendations will be published as an MMWR. And as Sam said earlier, our target date for that is June 2008. We're trying to coincide with the HIV Prevention Leadership Summit. Just keep in mind that is a target date. As many of you know, there can be delays in the road to getting something published in an MMWR. But once that does happen, of course, it'll be posted on the internet. The MMWR will be distributed in hard copies. There will also be a distribution of some other documents to support it. These will include a Dear Colleague letter, which will be signed by both the division directors of the Division of HIV/AIDS Prevention and Division of STD Prevention, as well as I think it will be signed by our center director, but I'm not 100% sure about that. The Dear Colleague letter will lay out our expectations for programs and what resources we have for grantees to help them in implementing the guidelines. We'll also have some frequently asked questions for CDC staff, as well as frequently asked questions for our external partners to help them in the initial steps of implementing the guidelines. I keep calling them guidelines. We go back and forth. Guidelines or recommendations, I mean the same thing. And these are the initial steps. These are things that will happen immediately when the recommendations are published. The implementation process, we feel, will probably take several years to really complete. And so what I'm going to talk about now is some of the input that we've received in the implementation process to date. Abby talked and Matt talked a little bit about the steering committee and the lead, the steering committee that helped us write and then rewrite the different sections of the recommendations. And that's an internal, external team or committee that worked on that. The partner services lead team is multidisciplinary, cross-divisional team that has been working on the recommendations. Over the summer and the fall, we also conducted some focus groups with our CDC staff, the program consultants and the project officers in the two divisions who work with our grantees that run HIV and STD programs and other grantees that implement partner services. We also conducted focus groups with some of our STD senior public health advisors. And the purpose of these focus groups was to get their input on what the barriers and the facilitators to implementation might be. And also, with those 170 or so reviewers, not only did we receive comments on for recommendations about the guidelines, we also received a lot of comments on recommendations for what we could do to implement the guidelines as well. And so all of these have been inputs into this implementation process so far. And the input that we received can be broken down into several topics, and I'll give you a few examples from each of these. A lot of folks have identified barriers for organizations, such as constrained resources, needing to do more with less. Let's see, program structures that may not be integrated, that may act as a barrier to implementing the new guidelines, and multiple and competing disease priorities for programs. Barriers for individuals, and a good example of this would be that we expect that there'll be a great increase in the volume of individuals, index patients, and partners needing partner services. This may be really difficult for DIS in terms of their workload, as well as the emotional fatigue involved in dealing with partner services for such a greater number of individuals. There will be a lot of training and technical assistance needs. For instance, as many of you know, right now we have two training courses related to partner services, STD partner services, and HIV PCRS. We're going to need to go back and revisit these courses and integrate them into one course that reflects the new recommendations. There'll also be technical assistance needs for instance, for our program consultants and project officers to aid them in assisting grantees in implementing the new guidance. Some potential challenges that have been identified, we may encounter concerns from medical providers as well as from communities about things such as confidentiality and how partner services are provided in their community. And, you know, these are all challenges that we're going to need to address. We also got a lot of information and input on recommendations from our from the people who've commented on the guidelines and from the focus groups, and some of the things that they've recommended are that we may be able to turn to state epidemiologists who could act as leaders in helping change data sharing restrictions for HIV cases. Our CDC staff, our senior public health advisors, the organizations such as NASDAQ and NCSD may be instrumental in helping us build acceptance for the guidelines and in helping communities adopt the guidelines, helping programs and communities adopt the guidelines. So what we've done is our overall goal for the implementation planning process is to motivate and support substantial change in STD and HIV programs with regard to partner services. And some examples of what we mean by this are increasing the number of candidates who are offered partner services, increasing the collaboration between the partner services programs and the surveillance programs so that we have greater data sharing and greater program integration. And increasing programmatic activities that will reflect the HIV-STD Partner Services recommendations. And so what we've done is we've gathered a team together, and we've got, I think at this point, we've got 15 members. And these are staff from both divisions and from all different branches in the divisions that have expertise and have a stake in the partner services recommendations. And we're working together to come up with a draft implementation plan. And we've got a framework that we're using because it's kind of a sprawling, there are a lot of things that we need to do to implement the guidelines. And so what we're using the framework from Rogers' Diffusion of Innovation work, which some of you may be familiar with, and I'm going to go through a little bit of that. And what we're focusing on with our implementation planning process is the CDC activities that we can use to support the uptake of the recommendations. And so what I'm going to do now is go through the nine sections of the plan and give you a little bit of an idea of what we expect each of these sections is going to address as far as the implementation process goes. And the strategic vision and planning section, this is going to address the mission and the goals of the implementation process and outline the overall plan for implementing the recommendations. The marketing and promotion, this section will include things such as presentations, such as what we're doing right now, to familiarize people with the recommendations. and webinars, again, to familiarize different audiences with what the recommendations are all about. Policy issues, this part will include developing supportive policies at a CDC level and encouraging and influencing policy at the state and local level that will support the agencies that are funded to provide partner services so that they'll be able to do this with a maximum of efficiency and with the fewest possible challenges. Complementary resources, let me go to the next slide there. This will include things such as resources such as operational guides and toolkits to assist CDC staff and grantees so that they can fully implement the partner services guidelines. Training, I think I've talked a little bit about that, but this will include plans for developing and revising our current training materials to address the knowledge and skills that are going to be needed to conduct the integrated partner services. And it will also need to develop a plan that will provide training on to the various target audiences. And we'll need to do things like develop training tools for DIS and others who do partner services who are already out in the field. They're not going to go through an entire new course. We're going to need to do refresher courses for them to really hone in on what the differences are and what they can do to provide partner services. Let's see, technical assistance. Again, this is developing plans for the provision of technical assistance and capacity building for CDC grantees who are expected to implement the new recommendations, and also for stakeholders who have an interest in the recommendations. Program development and infrastructure. This section deals with plans for improving program development and infrastructure, including things like resource allocation and the CDC requirements and funding requirements, as well as recommendations for additional programs that might be needed to assist in implementing partner services, the partner services recommendations. And then the last two sections are the quality assurance and evaluation of the plan. And these are designed to ensure that we're doing what we are intending to do with the plan and that we're able to evaluate our success in meeting our goals for the plan. So where are we now with this? We've gathered the team together. We've divided into many teams. Each team is working on these 9 sections, and we will have a first draft ready by March 31st. The leads of the team will then be meeting with the leadership at the two divisions to go over our recommendations for the implementation plan and get their input into that. We'll also be getting input from stakeholders through meetings and webinars. And once we have the plan finalized, then we'll start figuring out who is appropriate to do which part of the implementation plan and staging it, which things need to be done immediately, which things will be done, you know, secondarily and so forth. And so that's where we are. And there's a cast of thousands that are involved in the partner services recommendations. But these are just a few of the people who've really been instrumental in the implementation piece of the partner services recommendations. And Abigail and Matthew and Sam have been presenting, but there, you know, a lot of thanks due to Katie and Cedric and Amy Stuckey and Cindy Getty and Dorothy Gunter, especially, who we all miss greatly. And so that's basically where we are. And here's my last slide. This is probably going to be a little more difficult than it looks like in this slide to unite our partner services recommendations. So thank you very much.